Hi, everybody. This is Mel. I went to a marketing workshop last week. Wednesday night, my husband took me to the Doubletree Hotel. It's a nice hotel. And I'd never stayed in a hotel by myself, and I did not take my guide dog with me because I just didn't want her to have to sit all day from, 8:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night, and I just felt like it might be more stressful to have her with me than not. It would have been really easy to have her there because my room opened out onto a grassy area, which would have been perfect, but I didn't know that ahead of time. So anyway, I was scared, before I went, but Stu, my husband, got me really, oriented to the hotel pretty well. I could get from the room to the conference room and to the bathroom, which was all I really needed. And I did have a couple of friends there that they really took care of me in a pretty big way, which was really nice. So the marketing course, it wasn't really a course. It made me angry in a way. Not angry, but it got my hackles up. I'll put it that way. Basically, it was a big sale for this one person selling her private business coaching practice. And she was charging $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year. And It's not that there's anything wrong with that. It's that I paid money to go, I paid money to go learn something about marketing and getting the message out about my company. And I didn't learn anything I didn't already know. I know you're supposed to blog. I know you're supposed to podcast. I know you're supposed to do newsletters and, all the social medias and marketing campaigns and all of that stuff. And, I know I need to do that, and I resist it because I don't like hard sales. And I guess that was part of the problem. She was selling herself in a way that didn't feel like it was in integrity. I felt like she was trying to make herself bigger than she was or than she is. And that doesn't feel good to me. I don't need to have handlers, opening the doors for me and telling the crowd to rise for, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say her name. It's for me, I'm not going to rise for somebody out of my chair until they've earned my respect. It's like I don't call a doctor by their title until they've earned the respect of that title. When I go to the doctor, I say, hi, John, it's nice to meet you. And then, later on, if we have a good relationship and I see that he, she has earned the respect of title of doctor, I'm happy to give it to them. I don't have any problem with that. But in my mind, everybody's equal. And I don't like titles that much. Maybe that's part of, being Quaker. I don't know, but Quakers don't use titles. Everybody is called by their first name. And that feels right to me. But anyway, so I was at this marketing thing and, my hackles were already a little bit up. And I had asked for some special things before I went. I was the only sighted person there. Everybody else was sighted. And they sort of provided me with some extra stuff, but not really. I had to really ask for every single thing that I needed, which was fine. I believe in taking responsibility, you know, for myself. But I did get triggered when the presenter said, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like the blind leading the blind. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. And it, honestly, I don't even remember what she said before it or after it. You know, I just remember hearing that. And I don't get triggered by that sort of thing. I realize that that's just a statement that people use. And that when they say it, they mean that, well, you don't get anywhere fast, or that, you know, you're walking in circles, or you don't really know where you're going, or, you know, something like that. And I don't, that doesn't bother me all that much. But for some reason, I got really triggered this time. And to the point that, you know, I started getting teary. And I was thinking to myself, why am I so wound up about this? What's getting to me? And I couldn't think straight after that. And so I've never done anything like this, but I took out my cane, I unfolded it really slowly, I leaned it on the desk, got up, swung my cane around, and walked straight out the back door. And I just felt like I wanted her to see me. And, I mean, maybe that was childish, I don't know, but really it's not even, it's irrelevant whether she saw me or they saw me. What was important was that I stood up and made a stand for myself. I showed myself that, you know, blind people can walk in a straight line, and, you know, that the blind can lead the blind, and the blind can lead the sighted. And it felt important for me to get up and make a statement, whether it was to her or to myself. That's what I did. And it did feel good. I became emboldened by it, I think. So I just want to let you guys know sort of what happened. And, you know, I'm still resisting this whole big, you know, you got to send email every week or every twice a week, and you got to do newsletters. And, you know, I resist all that. I feel like, you know what, I've got a great product, and I'm doing something that I want for myself. And if nothing else, I will have some great workouts that I can use. And I just have to hope that my community is going to support me and go to the website and buy my workouts, and so that I can keep doing what I'm doing, so that we can have more, you know, we can have the choices that we want. There were some other things that happened too, but I'm not going to go into it now. I'm kind of wound up, and I'm going to be having an interview with Serotech this afternoon, so that's kind of exciting. I need to get my head on straight and see if I can learn how to work FaceTime between now and 2 o'clock. Talk to everybody later. Thanks. Bye.